a young surgical resident, Peter Grossman, working in Los Angeles, described the first description of skin sparing mastectomy through the circumareola approach in 17 patients, reconstructing the defect with a subpectoral implant or expander. And a year later, Knowlton, who was a plastic surgeon in a place called Walnut Creek in California, described another form of reconstruction after circumareolar mastectomy using what he called the peg flap of latissimus dorsi. So there was the peg that filled the hole left by the mastectomy aperture. So skin-sparing mastectomy was rediscovered and reborn in 1991, and at that time it was adopted by the surgical greats, people like Steve Kroll, people like John Bostwick, and people like Scott Speer. And we've seen what's happened to it since then. So how